Hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Boss Barrel Radio. This is episode 85, and it's August, guys. Last month of summertime. I'm joined by Griffin Hoffman.
Hello.
And Matt Lake.
Hi.
And I'm your humble host, John Stanhope.
Hello.
We're going to talk about some, well, I guess, Griff, you want to talk about that thing
Hello?
That we did?
What?
You want to talk about that thing we did?
Oh, the movie we saw.
That movie we saw.
Yeah.
Total
sure.
Recall.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
It was good.
It was a good movie.
It was a good movie. I thought Colin Farrell did a fantastic job of being a hapless, bumbling super spy.
Sure. For a film that was that caused a lot of eyebrows to be raised in terms of rewriting, you know, history's great movies, it did a decent job. You know, the right nods in the right places, a good movie in and of itself, regardless of the Total Recall history, and just a totally awesome kick-ass setting that I loved every minute of.
Yeah, I would totally be down for just certain older movies that like that could be remade. Is if they're done in that same with that same kind of handling, then I'd be down for it. So give me some Running Man.
New Last Action Hero.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
No, none of these are good ideas.
Running Man? No Running Man.
No.
No?
Doesn't that happen like every
year? Yeah, it was called Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Tank Girl.
No, oh, thanks.
God, what a terrible movie. God.
Oh, man. They already did Escape from New York.
Kind of.
Dude, you need to see Lockout. It's so damn good.
Really?
It is so good. I'm going to watch it again tonight. I'm making that happen.
What's Lockout about?
Lockout
again?
So did you see Escape from New York or
yes.
Escape from LA?
Yeah, I saw
okay.
both.
You know the premise of that, right?
Yes.
Someone is trapped in a
Escape from Space Jail.
Yes, it's Escape from Space.
Oh, is this
Guy Pearce?
Yes,
yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That's that movie.
Yep.
Oh.
There's a prison in space,
yeah, prison
and the president's
space.
Daughter is trapped inside of this prison with all the convicts, and only one man can get her out, and his name is Snow. But it's
Blisker.
Well, and the thing of it is, like, at first I kept making that joke of being like, so it's this, like, awesome dude that's going in there to save the day. And before that movie came out, I watched Escape from New York and then went back and watched, and then went and watched Lockout. And I was like, oh God, like, it's not just a joke anymore. Like, this movie hits all the same beats as Escape from New York does, just in space. Like, he's.
Does he enter into space in a torpedo?
Sort of.
Okay.
Kind of.
I'm upset.
And he, he gets sent off on an unmanned thing, kind of more or less, and then he gets handed like this alternative. Like they're sending him to that prison anyway, so it's like here's this opportunity to do some good before we shove you in this hole. And then he figures some stuff out while he's like, it's good, Griff. You should watch that movie.
Maybe.
It's good.
Dread trailer that you told me to watch.
Yeah. How excited are you?
Not really excited, but I really like it. Like, I'm not going to see it, but I like how it seems like they've taken the film in more of like the comic book direction where
yeah.
it's less. Every shot, Judge Dredd had a helmet on and a scowl on his face, so...
It's hard to believe that actor is who he is.
Right?
Yeah.
Carl Urban.
He does not look like that.
Mr. Doom.
Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah. This is good, though. I like that trailer.
Mm-hmm. God, I kind of want to watch Doom now, too.
Yeah.
That's a bad decision.
Yeah, instead of Lockout, go watch Doom.
At least I know what to expect with Lockout. The Rock is in it, and that's weird. He has that BFG,
the
bio.
Isn't
force
he the bad
gun.
Guy in the film too?
Yes,
is. That's
the bad
spoilers.
Guy. Twist. Spoilers.
Yeah. Ah, so what?
Spoilers. He drinks the Kool-Aid and goes roid rage.
That 5 years ago movie.
Yep.
Spoiled.
If you don't remember, that movie goes FPS real hard,
yeah,
real
I was about
fast.
To say.
No, it doesn't. Not fast enough. It's like the last 2 minutes of the movie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, let me show you how to reload a clip, which was also the worst part of. Kick-Ass was when that movie went first-person shooter. Yeah, there was the night vision scene
oh,
where she
oh,
puts
yes,
on the
yes,
MVGs
right.
and does this whole These are my hands right out in front of me because this is how people move.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. Just a minor problem that I don't even recall.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Oh boy. I like the Doom movie, though. I think I might be the only person who's ever said that. But I enjoyed that film.
From what I remember, it wasn't heinous. But I don't exactly remember it being amazing either.
I think the Doom movie is as good as, if not better, than the Killzone trilogy. How about that?
All right.
Sure.
That's my rating.
I wouldn't have any qualms with that.
This week, I'm going to judge all of my things based on the Killzone trilogy.
Okay.
2.5 Killzone trilogies.
Okay. So, like, okay. Baseline is 1 Killzone trilogy.
Yeah.
Okay. Weird.
No, that's okay, 0. You go with zero. The middle is 2.
Okay. Okay. What else did you do this week, Griff?
Hello. Coming to me first.
We're going around.
Well, what else did I do? Honestly, other than get a freaking cold, not a lot.
You were always sick lately.
I'm always sick. Always sick.
You're healthier in the cold season.
Yeah. But besides watching a movie Friday, I just have been working my booty off.
Yeah, I hear you there.
Had some friends. Jen's friends were in town, he showed me some stuff on Photoshop that helps.
Oh, yeah?
That's really, really obvious, but I'm just dumb. I also got my Sega CDX in the mail, finally.
Oh, nice, nice. So I plugged that in. You talked about that.
They might have some games for you for that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, I've got Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Did you play it yet?
No, I didn't play that. Okay. I did play, was it Hell in the Cell or something like that? It's a wrestling game that was in the device when I got it. And then I put in Snatcher to start it up and see if it worked. Because I've owned that game for like 2 years now without ever actually having a way to play it.
Snatcher work then?
It works.
Is it good?
It's so good.
Never got to play Snatcher.
Yeah, I've never played it either.
Well, we'll have an opportunity for you guys to take a look at it.
All right, that sounds good. And that's it. You had a relatively calm weekend.
I haven't really been playing a lot of games right now.
Yeah.
I played Mass Effect 3, the ending.
Yay.
Not the extended cut, because I'm an idiot.
Nope. Yep. Welcome to my world, Griff.
Yeah.
And basically, the conclusion I've come to is, fuck that game.
Oh, what do you mean?
We talked about this a few weeks ago, where it's like, I tried to go get that a different ending, and I ended up just telling the game, fuck you too much, and I got that bullshit ending where I just did nothing.
Oh.
And lost.
I didn't download the extended ending.
You just went and played it?
I turned it on, and it was like, hey, there's a patch. So I was like, oh, this must be the new ending.
No.
So then I just let it install, didn't think about it, and I was like, I wonder if there's a way to check. And I tried to go to like the downloadable content tab, and it just wasn't loading. So I was like, well, whatever. 3 hours later, I finished it again, and I'm like, great. This is the same thing. Same freaking crap. So now I've downloaded it, and I'm about halfway to the end, and I'm just going as fast as I can through it. So...
Well, you switched it all over to full cinematics and...
Yeah, whatnot. Narrative mode, yep. Which is fun.
Yeah. It's easy. It's so easy.
For some reason, I'm getting just a bunch of achievements, too, while I'm playing in narrative mode.
Like, well,
things that I never did, I guess.
Huh, interesting.
Hijacking mechs.
Okay.
Having full readiness. Full right. combat readiness or something. Yeah. Galactic readiness.
I'm still never going to have that. I just don't have the care to go back and do all that.
I think it may have been a glitch because it just gave it to me. Wow. I was like, you finished pretty much everything.
Hooray.
This third time you're going to play it.
Oh, wow.
So.
You've been playing some of that Transformers?
Oh, yeah. Demo? I forgot about that one.
Because I've been playing a bunch of that, too.
Oh, so good. Isn't it?
It's actually pretty good. I play the Autobot and the Decepticon campaign things, which were kind of whatever. They're filler.
Tutorials?
They're dumb. But then got into that multiplayer. Yeah, that game's good. I remember the old one now.
I
feel like I
moved
a little slower than I did before, but I don't know.
I think the balancing that they did to the classes are very intelligent. Like, you've got your four main classes, Now your plane, your scientist class, your airplane class is not like your sniper. It's like a medic.
Yeah.
You've got a like a rogue, and then you've got like your heavy hitter, and then your soldier class. And they've just there's been some good changes across the board to make everybody super viable and super fun to play.
I also like how you can customize parts now too.
Oh, you mean just change things around? So
yeah,
you have a unique looking guy.
Yeah, they're all it's aesthetic mumbo jumbo, but it's still. It's kind of interesting, rather than it was before, where you just had sweet like custom skins.
Yeah.
Now I'm Jazz, and now I'm.
Well, you can do that too now if you want. You can
Slipstream
pre-select like.
Yeah.
I want to look exclusively like Slaggage.
Yeah.
Slather.
I want to look like.
Leader one.
Yeah. Crap. Why can't I remember people's names now? I want to be an Autobot. And look like Megatron.
Bumblebee.
Yeah, exactly.
Bumblebee.
He's
the best.
Like Bumblebee's new, like weird, like my back now looks like the Autobots logo.
I didn't notice.
It's weird.
Didn't notice.
It's weird. And then, like right above it, is that glowing Autobot logo.
That multiplayer is so much fun, though. God, I love it.
It is fun.
I'm probably gonna play it a little bit too.
The first time I got. A solid 3 or 4 kill streak. I was just like, oh god.
It's fun because I can win when I'm playing it.
Right. I love playing that game.
Like I'll get a 5 kill streak and I'll be top of my team for the entire match. I'm like, this doesn't happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
This is like when I was playing Killzone 1 when it first, or Resistance 1 when it first came out.
It's a very approachable multiplayer. It's really good.
Yeah.
I like it. Dude, I swear to god that like everybody in that game is voiced by Steve Bloom, Nolan North, and what the heck's his other name? Steve something.
Oh, yeah, Steve something.
Hang on a second.
Buscemi.
No, I'm sorry.
If only.
Paul Edding.
Oh.
Roy Campbell.
He's people in that?
Oh, that guy. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, because a lot of them are the classic voice actors. Like Ironside, or Ironhide is Ironhide.
Okay.
Optimus Prime is Peter Cullen.
But I do know there is some mad Steve Bloom and mad Nolan North in there.
I know Steve Bloom is doing his usual bit as evil guys.
As he plays for both sides. But yeah, so tons of good voice acting in that game.
I'm feeling bad that I forget that the guy's name who I really like as a voice actor now. That dude who's doing the BioShock Infinite.
Oh gosh, yeah.
He was. I was listening to some stuff, and he was the voice actor for the game, and I was listening to a bunch of old Persona videos and watching them and Persona 4, and I think he played Kanji, and I was like, oh that guy, he's in everything, kind of secretly.
Yeah, gosh, what is his name?
I'm not certain.
Yeah. Did you play anything else, Griff?
I think that's it, unless you can remember something.
Nothing else that you really talked about.
Yeah, I like I said, I haven't had a chance. I got Persona 4 Arena coming in the mail, so
excited.
I think I might be I'm gonna be excited to jump into that. I had no idea it was so story heavy.
Mm, that's cool.
Like just tons and tons of story.
That's 30, good though,
40
yeah.
hours of story.
Yeah,
that's good, right?
That's good.
I like Persona 4.
Yeah. If you like Persona 4, that's a good thing.
But it's a fighting game?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Weird.
Like a Blaze Blue Guilty Gear style fighting game.
Yeah. That's heavy with
air dashes.
Storyline.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like Mortal Kombat.
I don't think it's done to quite the same flow that Mortal Kombat achieved, where everything kind of seamlessly ties together. And I think this was more like exposition and then fight.
Right.
Exposition.
Okay.
But now instead of it just being like, hey, what are you doing here? I don't know. Let's fight. It's just a lot.
Actually has some depth to it.
Meaningful.
Sure.
It's a lot more meaningful than most of those games, most fighting games would ever have.
Okay.
We'll see though when I actually play it.
Cool. I played a little bit of probably about an hour's worth of Dyad. The last couple of days.
What did you think of that?
That's a very res game.
Yeah,
that is a game that you push a button, things light up, and music happens.
Do you like it?
No.
Okay, because that's the vibe that I get. Like, I think it looks cool, but I don't have any desire to play it.
Like, I played through all of the demo. I didn't want to pay money for it until I was like, I just felt like I was being pitched way too hard for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then played it, and I was like, okay, I see how you've got, like, because basically the demo walks you through all the tutorials of the mechanics of the game, and it's like, so you have what's called hooking, where you target.
Well, I know what that is. You don't need to tell me.
Oh, okay. So I've
seen Pretty Woman.
What?
Just keep going.
Okay. So, yeah, it's got a bunch of different stuff. You
meet a John.
Yeah, you basically go through all this stuff, and it's got all sorts of different mechanics to it, and you're supposed to integrate them all together, dodge these attacks.
Don't kiss one of them off.
Hit two enemies of a certain type to continue your speed and keep going.
No one looking in the eyes.
And gain your lancer stuff so that you can shoot through enemies and things like that. So it's interesting all and fine in that area, but it's, by the end of it, it's just like, I've
never fallen in love.
The only game that I want to play that is that, like, psychedelic and crazy is GeoWars.
Sure. That's what I was thinking. Like,
that's what it boils down to, is no other game like that has ever caught my eye other than GeoWars.
Or Pac-Man CEDX.
Agreed.
Right.
Like, yes. Pac-Man Championship Edition HD.
Yeah.
X.
Also, if you Extreme. Want, like, hey, you can get Wipeout HD in free on your...
Your toaster. Yep.
On your Tetris, playing Tetris device, you can now get Wipeout HD.
With the latest patch, Wipeout HD shows up on there.
For free.
Yep.
So if you want a crazy, frantic racing game, then
beta
that plays a lot of loud
demo,
music at you.
Beta testing a demo of Tetris 3. So, yeah, I don't want to play the game anymore. I played it for about an hour. I was like, yep, that's about what I expected out of this game.
Sure.
You make sound. Again, if I wanted another psychedelic trip, I would go back to playing Everyday Shooter.
Yeah.
Because at least that actually sounds good, whereas this sounds like a jumble of sounds.
Okay.
This doesn't, like...
Does this game feel more than a tech demo?
It doesn't even feel like that. It just feels like some... Like, I would rather go back and play Rez.
Okay.
Like, I would actually rather play something that seems like it has some sort of coherent, like, beat to it.
Huh.
This seems a little, like, haphazard, like... sound out of a shotgun. Just random tunes and tones going whizzing by me at different directions. And if I want to play a game that is psychedelic and trippy and crazy, I'll go play GeoWars.
Yeah.
Because at least there's big numbers involved in that.
GeoWars 2.
And skill involved in that. Yeah, GeoWars 2. Preferably GeoWars 2 so I can do that pacifism stuff. That's the best.
Someday.
Someday you'll beat me again?
No, that's not going to happen. But someday I'll get that pacifism.
Oh, yeah.
We're skimming the outside of the box.
Yeah, no, the wax on, wax off.
Yeah,
I only have wax on.
I can
wax
never
off.
Get that.
It's really hard. Like, I only know one person who has it. That's absurd. Yeah. Just like one of these days, I'll actually make you right. Just like one of these days, I'll actually be Super Meat Boy and get the Meat Boy.
No, you won't.
People can do it. That means I, as a person, am capable of doing it.
You're capable, but...
I just need to find that inner me, that...
Inner meat?
The inner meat. And beat that game. But I am so deep into that game, and that game has become so hellacious.
How far are you?
I'm on, like, the last world.
Are you on the last level of the last world?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
See, I got to the last part of the last level and just gave up twice.
I imagine that is, yeah.
It's annoying.
I'm sure. So. Because what is it? The last level is hell, right? Or is there something after hell? I'm trying to remember.
The end?
Yeah.
It's called the end.
It's like a purple place. God, I'm getting confused now.
Isn't there some sort of like alternate dark world thing?
Or like the internets and like another world.
Yeah, those are different. They're not necessary to finish the game.
Yeah, they're not part of the storyline of the game, if you will.
That game is so good.
It is good.
Speaking of, I
hit the wall on that.
Yeah, no, you hit a wall.
I can't do this anymore.
Like, the only thing that keeps you driving in that game is just the fact that it doesn't... It's really easy to die and just start up again. Because you can just die,
see,
hit
where
a button,
where
go,
the thing
go, go,
I
go.
Liked was the levels were really, really short,
yeah,
and you could die easily. But on the final level, it's really, really long, and you could die easily. So it's like, no, that just doesn't fit the equation of the game very well.
At some point,
that's
it
why
just takes
stopped.
Everything that you enjoyed about this game and says, fuck it.
Yep.
Great. Hey, I got a question.
Sure.
What?
Anybody play any games from Summer Arcade this year?
Did that happen?
Right.
Has it come out yet?
Fuck, yeah. We're almost done.
I didn't play Deadlight. I can't, but I'm also not going to play Hybrid.
Nope.
Not going to play Wrecketeer.
Nope.
What was the first one?
Tony Hawk. Tony Hawk Pro Skater HD.
Not going to play that.
Isn't there like...
What's the Elysian, big... Dust and Elysian Dust. Tale.
And it's out?
That's next week.
Oh, okay.
This week. That game sounds promising, though.
That's the one that I'll buy.
Why has there not been any, like, talk of any of these games? Because they're not good?
Yeah. They're not great. That's
Rolling at best?
Hybrid I haven't heard much on, honestly.
I was thinking about this.
I've watched some videos of Hybrid already, and it seems neat. Like a Fifth Cell game. It's neat.
Oh, okay.
Deadlight, I don't have any interest in playing. Super European game that plays like a bad Shadow Complex or Metroid or Castlevania. Okay. You've got Tony Hawk Pro Skater HD, which I would rather just go play regular Tony Hawk or Tony Hawk 2. Yeah. And then, what's the one? Wrecketeer, I don't have a Kinect. Although that one looks like it might be the best, maybe.
Do you really want me to download that?
No, I don't want you to download it. I'm just saying, like, if you were to get one, that's not a terrible choice. It's a boom, it's like Boom Blocks. Boom Blocks.
Yeah.
Meets Angry Birds?
Yeah, sure.
Sort of.
I take this thing and I throw this thing into other things.
Kinda.
And then things
it's more. It's a lot more like Boom Blocks, though, where it's like physics and interaction instead of just, like, a catapult.
To what end?
Okay, so... Angry Birds is closer to, like, a flash-free game. This is closer to, like, a deeper game of, like...
A tech demo?
No, not a tech demo. Like a Jenga physics puzzle.
Oh. I'm still not interested.
All right. Well, you don't need to be. I mean, I'm just saying, that one looks pretty good.
If I was going to go spend money on a Kinect game, it would probably be Happy Action Theater.
Is that... Yeah? That's probably good.
Because that's, like, what, $8 or $10 and...
You should probably get that. It's probably the best thing there is for the Kinect.
It probably is the only thing there is for Kinect that's worth playing. Because that's the only thing geared towards drunk people. So,
or just the true functionality of the Kinect.
Right, which is bonkers. Drunk people. Madness. Exactly. Just break it. Just make it break.
So I was just thinking, man, like, what a bummer. Just Summer of Arcade sucks this year.
Yeah, because I haven't heard anything about it.
I mean,
it's been pretty good for the last few years, too.
Oh, it's absurdly good. It's been amazing. Every year there's been just some of the best games on it.
I wonder if we'll hear some, like, well, probably not, because if it's tanking, then we'll only hear about it when something good happens.
I mean, the thing is, though, Xbox Live Arcade has had good games out this year. You had Spelunky during early July. We had, what was the one before that? Fez, which came out a little earlier in the year, and then there's Rock Band Blitz coming out later.
Yeah, so it's kind of sort of surprising that these games are coming out that are completely not related to the Summer of Arcade.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if Retro City Rampage is coming out for the Xbox Arcade. I know it's PlayStation, so when that comes out, like after that, I really don't know what's coming out on the indie scene. Like,
yeah.
Guacamelee, and that's all I care about.
Which is a pretty good name.
And then Super Time Force, and I think that's going to be an iPhone, possibly, game. So once that happens, video games are over. They're done.
Yeah, they're broken. Hey, Matt.
What?
So I'm seeing sort of an official but not official release date for Torchlight 2, finally.
Oh, when is that?
August 31st.
Ooh, perfect.
So... Let's hold on hope for that.
I know.
Because I've already budgeted my next couple of paychecks to get a fancy new graphics card and a fancy new power supply. So
can run that Torchlight 2?
No, I won't, because I ran that beta completely fine on my computer how it is, because Torchlight 2, like, has no requirements. Does your computer have a monitor?
Can it play WoW?
Does it turn on?
Yeah, if we can play WoW, I could probably play that, yeah.
Exactly. It just would be a matter of, like, once I run into those issues of having a bunch of people on my screen. That's the only time my computer had a problem when I was playing Torchlight 1, where it would just be like, oh, you're killing a lot of things at once.
I think you're worrying about things too much. You're getting into Dakota territory of, like, my damage per second's going down because my
bits rates.
My Tandy station is too overclocked.
It's buttons and things.
twin cams.
Speaking of screwing with the game's mechanics and things, Griff.
Yeah.
If you want to learn a awesome trick about how to really cheese up Jetpack Joyride,
okay.
Download the Pandora app for your phone.
Uh-huh.
Listen to any station. You don't even have to have the volume on. Just turn a station on and then play Jetpack Joyride. It lags the game out so much that you're basically invincible.
Huh.
You could dodge everything.
Does Pandora play over top
It's because of the lag that Pandora creates. Yeah, it's playing music while you're playing that game.
Interesting.
And so the lag that your iPhone has to go through to process that and then play that game starts to chug, which means, like, yeah, your frame rate drops like crazy, but you...
Well, great. Now you just gave Hunter a super pro tip, and he'll crush my score.
Yep.
Because I'm not going to do it, because I don't use Pandora.
I was like, I'm able to increase my distance by, like, 100%.
Did you get that
every time? Huh?
Increase your distance by 100% every time?
Yep, I get that email every day. Take these pills. Pills here. So Matt.
Yeah?
Anything we haven't covered so far that you've done over the week?
I watched the ending to, what is it? Amnesia Dark Descent.
Oh, you just watched the ending?
Yeah, I just watched the Let's Play of the ending. And
don't spoil it for me.
Well, it's a bad ending to a bad game, so.
God damn it.
I read about the ending a long time ago.
There's multiple endings to that game in that game, too.
How many is multiple? More than two?
Well,
more than
there's a good ending, multiple. I know, and then there's probably a bad ending, and then maybe a regular ending?
Sure.
I only consider multiples. Whereas where endings are concerned, to be more than two.
I consider it
you can
two,
have two endings, so. But that's
well,
sure.
So you only have one arm?
No, I have two arms.
Oh, multiple.
If I had multiple arms, there would be three.
Okay.
I got three arms.
Because two is too, like, it's not irregular enough. I need more than two to make it, like, to make it worth being noticed. So you tell me a video game has two endings, it's like, whoa, they've been doing
well,
that
I'm
since
like
the 80s.
Well, I'm not sure how many endings it has. I just know it has more than
so
one.
So you're talking in box quotes, John.
Yeah, exactly. I understand that multiples means more than one, but honestly, like, if a video game has more than one ending and it's only two, whatever.
Speaking
but if
of
it has
movies,
three, four, six, now we're talking.
I saw Spider-Man.
Did you?
Oh,
what'd you
was
think?
Not impressed.
That is
all.
A movie where there is a Spider-Man and a Lizard-Man. And
I didn't think the lizard looked good. Like, its face was too flat.
It
was an elongated.
Did he look like Voldemort?
Looked like one
a
of
little
the
bit,
Super
yeah.
Mario. What do you call them?
Like
Super
a
Mario
Koopa
Brothers
Troopa?
Movie.
Like
Koopa,
a Koopa
yeah, like a Troopa face.
The movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
The amazing,
it looked like one of those
the amazing
faces.
Spider-Man.
Like the face was too human. It wasn't, like, elongated enough like a reptile.
I didn't really have a problem with that. What I did have a problem with was
stupid.
Where the fuck did Dennis Leary come from?
I don't know.
I don't remember him being in the building at all, and then
oh,
all
I remember
of a sudden,
him being in the movie.
Dennis
like,
Leary shows up out of left field.
Wait, who does Dennis Leary play?
Police chief?
Some
or
cop?
Police cop, yeah.
He's like a police chief.
He's in the upper echelon of police officers.
He's high-level cop. And he's also the father.
Cop.
He's the father of Spider-Man's love interest. So that puts an interesting spin on things.
What's her name again? It's not Mary Jane.
No, it's not MJ. It's...
I can't remember.
That blonde girl.
Blonde girl, number two. I don't know.
Yeah, I just... I don't know what it is about that movie, but maybe it's just seeing the three previous ones just maybe tired me out of it.
Well, this is what I'll say. That movie, not as bad as Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, it's better than Spider-Man 3, that's for sure.
So, it was watchable?
Sure. I like Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, I actually thought he did a really good job.
Yeah.
He knows how to, like, have range in his emotions.
I just hate Tobey Maguire, so...
Well, that's fine, too. Like,
I hate
at least Garfield can cry. Like, he had some of the best crying faces I've ever seen.
Sweet, dude.
Dude got really sad.
That he did.
Was there an upside-down kiss?
No.
Hell no?
No. Huh. He was really open about telling people he was the Spider-Man, too.
Yeah, a lot of people found out.
Yeah,
I was just
like a lot of people.
Damn.
Huh. You make mistakes when you're young like that, you know?
I suppose.
Yeah.
So, you see anything else, Matt? do anything else?
No. But I wanted to ask you questions about Total Recall. Does he get his ass to Mars?
No!
No, he does not.
That is my number one complaint, is they don't go to Mars.
No Mars to ass.
No asses to Mars.
Though, from the previews, there is a three-breasted woman, isn't there?
Yes.
Yeah, she is definitely in there, and those are the fakest tits I've ever seen.
No way.
Well, you
get out of
here. One base.
The fakest. They're not even CGI.
I don't know. Whatever, man. Like, that was one of those nods that I think was very appropriate to the original film. Like, there is a lot of good...
There are a number of good nods that happen in there.
2 weeks.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. I was going to ask about that, but now I got my answer.
Yeah. Griff and I agree that they did a really good job of painting an aesthetic that was really interesting.
I want to play Prey 2.
Yep, that's.
I
want to
play Prey 2.
Good luck.
I watched that movie, and it's like, I want to play Prey 2, and I also want to watch Blade Runner.
Like, no, I want to play Prey 2. I want to play in that world. Is my point. Like, yeah. I want to exist in that world.
Yeah, that futuristic cyberpunk, like,
yeah,
slum town. Yeah.
I want to be a Blade Runner in that world.
Yeah, could be good.
I want to retire some androids. Be a junker.
What else was good? Oh, we agreed that the robots.
We agree.
The robots were terrible.
Okay,
terrible. No,
terrible.
Yeah,
terrible.
There were some issues there.
Yes, there were issues. Nothing too overly glaring. I mean, they're sentry bots. They're not super intelligent or anything. They're just the robots. I would put them below iRobots and below Terminators.
Like, what is your scale based on?
I'm trying to find a scale here. Hold on. I would put them at about the level of Binary Domain robots. Since none of you have played that game,
sweet. It's hard. Better or worse than Clone Wars robot or Star Wars prequel robots?
Yeah, that's what
Star
I was
Wars prequel
say.
Robots.
I say much better.
Better. Better looking.
Oh, I don't really. I'm trying to ask you, like, what are you trying to rate these robots on?
I don't know. I'm trying to find a baseline. Like,
sexy
what is your
robot?
Well,
I'm trying to, like, what is your average, like,
probably the
side,
opposite
like,
of sexy. So,
what is your average robot?
What? I don't know. What the hell is that about? What are you asking? What is our average robot?
Is C-3PO?
I like
the baseline.
I like the robot design. I like that side.
Yeah, from
an
aesthetic standpoint, they look cool.
Their involvement in the film seemed like it was just like, yeah, here's some disposable superhumans.
Yeah, pretty much. They blew up a lot.
Yeah.
So basically, they were iRobots. Pretty much. They didn't have faces like iRobots, but they were iRobots.
Wii U robots.
Wii U robots.
Tobor.
What city does that movie take place in?
Australia and Europe.
Basically.
Oh, okay.
More or less, basically.
Huh.
What was this? It was a...
Boob City.
The United Federation of...
I don't freaking know, dude.
United Federation of...
Oceania.
England and...
Flight 815.
And the continent or something like that?
The colony.
The colony.
And the Federation.
Oh, yeah. Basically, that's what they were called. Australia and Europe.
That's all that exists, I guess.
That's a knife.
And to travel, the only way to travel between the two places was the fall, which is basically this giant elevator that goes through the planet.
Yep, makes perfect sense. Don't worry about it. Just that.
Okay. Don't read into it.
The core, too.
Don't stress.
Get a giant, giant elevator.
It was good. Like, despite how dumb that is, it was fine. It was executed well. Like,
dude,
you think back and you're like, Total Recall was a dumb freaking movie.
Yeah. It's from my childhood.
It was a dumb movie.
Yeah.
They were melting the Mars ice caps because some mutant stomach baby, like, read Arnold Schwarzenegger's mind to tell him that he could, like, unlock the alien secrets. Like, it was a bunch of bullcrap. This movie is at least...
Was coherent?
At most, just insane.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I kind of like that. Gross human growth stomach thing. Yeah. I kind of like that.
This movie does a good job for what it does. I don't know. I mean, people are kind of bashing it right now, saying like, don't mess with my childhood. But it's good. It's actually a really good movie. Jessica Biel in it. She was great. Oh, no, she was worthless, but she's hot. And she looked kind of weird, though.
Yeah, she was, like we said, getting a little skinny in the face.
Yeah, like her face is peeling back from her mouth.
Aw.
Probably because her hair was pulled back way too much. Yeah. Kate Beckinsale, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She looks like a sex animal.
Although, it's, but the thing with Kate Beckinsale is you can't, like, I thought they were really trying to oversell, like, uh-oh, Kate's here. She's menacing.
Okay, well then, fine. Besides,
I can't buy her as foreboding.
Michelle Rodriguez, who is an imposing female, like, dangerous woman.
Hungarian women.
I'm not worried about getting bench pressed. I'm saying, like,
Who would I cast if I was just gonna, if I wanted to crap my pants when she came on screen?
You got that chick from GoldenEye.
What chick from GoldenEye?
The Xenia on the top.
Oh, yeah. She also played Jean Grey in the X-Men
films. Yeah, that's right. Oh.
I forgot her name, though.
Femke?
I don't know.
Wait,
in the X-Men movies, Jean Grey was... She also played the Femme Fatale in GoldenEye. I don't remember her name, though.
Yeah, I don't know the actress's name. I don't really think there's a ton of imposing, like, sexual and dangerous women.
January Jones. Something about her face has a scowl that just
I don't know who that is. Is chills. She a porn star?
Did you see X-Men First Class?
Yeah.
She was
what's her name?
Emma Frost.
Yes.
Don't remember her. She was in the movie?
White Crystal Bra. Lady. She was always dressed in white.
I don't remember that one.
Kevin Bacon's sidekick.
Kevin Bacon.
Do you remember that movie?
Apparently not.
Michael Fassbender.
Oh, sure. Yeah, fuck, I remember Michael Fassbender.
He was Magneto. Okay.
Who is Kevin? Yo, Kevin Bacon was that explodey guy.
Yeah, it was the kinetic energy.
And
and he had Emma Frost. She was the crystal.
She
crystallized herself.
The movie,
and she had telepathic powers.
There's nothing intimidating about her,
I don't remember her.
She has a really good, like, poker face, is the thing. She can look really, like, turned off. I don't know. Oh, you know who's also, like, super eerie and creepy? Girl from Inception and Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
She has, like, a
creepy... From those two roles, she's got it.
She has a creepy, like, I will peer through your soul and eat it look to her.
Oh, what's her? The French woman?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think so.
What? Did you see Inception?
From those two roles, she brought something.
She can turn on the creepy.
Now, I don't think she's like creepy, sexy dangerous. Know.
Yeah, she's not like super spy agent murder bitch, but creepy.
You know, Pam Grier in the 70s would freak me out.
Michelle Pfeiffer today would creep
old
me
man?
Out.
What?
No, Pam Grier.
Pam Grier.
Yeah, I know. What,
Glenn
from
Close.
The 70s?
What are you talking about right now?
Yeah. You know, like those movies like Black Dynamite or like... Shaft from this 1970s.
Yeah,
she played a female. Yes, she played a female role of that.
Okay, sure. Well, 1970s. If we're gonna go that road, then fine. Elvira.
Really?
Ew, gross.
I'm just saying.
What's wrong with you?
Creepy people.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Creepy, but not menacing.
I think you're missing the point of this, Sean.
I'm saying menacing, like people would kick your ass. That's what I thought.
So I don't know. My one other thing to say about this movie is, God, can I just jump ahead into the future where I have handphone?
Handphone was good.
Handphone was super cool. There's a phone in your hand.
Did they use their pinky and their thumb
to
talk?
No. You palm.
It's not quite Inspector Gadget level.
You just palm your face, and that's how it is.
Yeah. It's like you're falling asleep.
Yep, you just go to sleep, and you talk into your glowy hand.
But it was even future technology for the future, because people in the future were like, where'd you get that?
Exactly.
I've never seen a hand phone.
Exactly. It's like people beta testing the iPhone 6, and everybody's just like, what?
Yeah. Interesting.
It was a good film.
I'll probably see it on video, or
that's
on DVD.
A solid decision.
Yeah, it's not a bad decision. Oh, buddy. Is that it, guys?
Sure.
That's it for my weekend.
Okay. Well, let's move on to news.
Troy Baker.
Troy.
Hello.
Baker.
There it is.
Oh, you found it?
39 minutes later. Okay. No, it just came to my head.
Oh, okay. Didn't know if you were looking without your hands. Troy Baker.
Just checking my hand phone.
Wait, Troy Baker. Oh, the guy that did the voiceover for
Booker DeWitt.
Booker DeWitt, which is a fantastic name. I'm going to mention it every time.
Great. Looking forward to hearing more about that.
Boom. Okay. Let's see here. Sony taking massive losses.
Whoa, read my notes straight out loud.
Yep.
You want to talk about things that are going on. I take it.
I said we're moving on to news, and then you jumped into Troy Baker land.
Well, Troy Baker might know about this.
He probably would.
So right now, all the companies, all the big companies are kind of publishing their Q1 results and stuff like that for this year, their financials. So Sony had theirs, their information come out this past week, and their investors thing. And it's not looking so great. Their projections for this year are looking a lot lower than what they had hoped, and comparatively to last year, they're doing a lot worse. That's the brief part of it. Their operating profit is going to be $6.28 billion, which is about a third of a decrease from last year. So, you know, last year they were like at 9 something or another.
Yeah.
So that's kind of huge. Their handheld and TV sales projections have decreased. This is what's causing this decreases, specifically handheld and TVs. They're doing well. That their consoles are holding. Their console games are holding steady.
Mm-hmm.
The blame is being placed specifically for these losses on the euro being really weak right now, and then the yen being really strong. So they're saying like the world market just isn't into buying what Sony has. So
that's probably true.
Yeah, sorry, those 3D TVs didn't take off, assholes.
Well, yeah, okay. So yeah, there's your thing right there. So 3D TVs aren't that big.
Well, I mean, and then, I'm sure they're aware of that as well. But what they're actually saying and stating is that the global market for handhelds and TVs aren't there. So that's Vita and PlayStation Portable, and then all their Sony TV stuff. So that must mean that their phone department's doing okay.
Yeah. Sony Ericsson, or just Sony Mobile now.
This is kind of probably some bad news for Kazuhirai, though, since he was just made the president this past year. And
That's a shitty place to walk into.
Well, yeah, he did have a plan laid out. And all this, he claims, is kind of part of his plan, or at least dealing with previous year's stuff. And he still hasn't been able to implement his new medical division of Sony that he wants to start up. And then he says he's trying to shift Sony's focus towards, obviously, medical, and then photography and gaming. And then mobile
gaming,
as well.
Like cell phone games?
Sorry, all the three things, mobile gaming and photography, so... So there's a ways to go still with that. Sounds like he's kind of trying to shift away from televisions and big home electronics. So.
Did it go into that medical division at all? Like,
what about it?
That seems interesting. Like more like
medical devices,
like Sony branded defibrillators, or
yeah, like a lot of companies have medical departments making medical gear.
Interesting.
It's not unknown.
I wasn't doubting it. It's just interesting to me.
Yeah, so it's something that's a smart move to. It's always something that's going to be in demand, so may as well start moving into that territory.
Interesting. In the news of other bad things happening to companies, EA is filing a lawsuit against Zynga.
Yep. Basically, they're saying that.
Wait, bad things? What? What are you talking about? It sounds great.
Well, a lot of people don't like Zynga either.
It does sound great.
Yeah.
No, that's
after
why,
that whole insider
trading. That's why
Griff
and I are pretty excited about this.
No, I don't like... have you read this lawsuit? It's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I've skimmed it over, but basically they're accusing Zynga of infringing upon the Sims social copyright, and the game that Zynga has out is called The Ville, and it's very similar. And so, you know, EA came out with a press release saying, like, you know, why they did it, and then Zynga's sent another press release saying, like, oh, this is just, you know, terrible. Why would you do this? Didn't your game come out after ours? Aren't you copying us?
Yes, that's where it's
going. So, and now, so people are kind of sitting down, eating the popcorn,
yep,
really happy to see what's going to go on.
So EA filed a lawsuit against Zynga.
Yes.
For copying... For Sims. Zynga copying Sims Social.
Yes.
The Sims Social.
Yes.
By the Zynga game, The Ville.
Yeah.
And then Zynga retorted by saying, isn't your game... SimCity Social, a copy of our game.
Yes.
The Ville, or like Cityville.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my god, this is so good! It's like...
No, it's like watching two children bicker.
It's like...
Nuh-uh.
It's like watching a train wreck that's eating its own tail. Like, it's just on loop.
A train crashing into itself.
It's the Ouroboros snake ring just crashing into itself over and over again. Yep. Exploding. This is hilarious. Just EA saying, like, we're going to prosecute these guys to the fullest extent and, like, use all of our resources to go after them. Like, yeah, I think that's great that they're taking Zynga to task, but it's also, like, Zynga's kind of just asking for it when they're like, you obviously have no grasp of copyright law. Like, oh my. Well, EA does have its issues. That's not...
Zynga was accused in the past, I believe, of copying other people's. So.
Oh, definitely. They're well known for copyright issues.
Yeah, they're...
treading that line.
They're quite the twisted company.
So, I just think it's funny that it's EA of all things, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you guys are not... You didn't have the cleanest hands either.
Yeah. I'm just going to go darker and darker and darker, and then we'll ramp up to bright.
Okay.
Oh.
THQ canceling Insane.
Yeah, that was the Guillermo del Toro game.
Yeah.
That was going to be a trilogy.
No, what that, if that was the bad, I think that was
2 years
decision.
Ago this was talked about. And
Spike VGAs.
Oh, was it VGAs? Okay.
Yeah, and there was also I saw a trailer for it like at E3 or something.
E3 like last year?
It had like a needle going towards somebody's eye.
Yep.
Yeah, that was the trailer I saw.
And
I don't remember
that was it.
Was I the only person that, based on the strength of that teaser crap, that I was just like, oh, this isn't happening? Like, Guillermo del Toro.
I was kind of surprised that Guillermo del Toro was going to try to make a video game.
Right.
It just didn't seem right.
That's why I was like, I'll be amazed if this actually comes out. Oh, speaking of, we don't have this on the news, but speaking of things that we don't think are going to come out or think are going to come out and then fail, is Ouya announced two things.
Oh, great.
A, they have officially decided on the buttons, which spell Ouya.
Great.
So your
funny.
A, so your south button is O, your west button is U, your north button is Y, your east button is A.
Two of those buttons are already copyrighted. Three of those buttons are already copyrighted. No, they're all copyrighted. They already exist on the controllers.
A and Y are not. Well, I guess
they already all exist on controllers.
U would be the first time I think I've seen a U on a controller.
Oh, true.
Because even the Genesis was XY, ABC, XYZ.
No.
And
what about the Jaguar? That had like 50 buttons.
Yeah, the Jaguar also had like, I insert this card into this controller and... That maps
that
to
I
be
don't remember.
Different. No, but you don't remember those.
I don't remember those cards.
Those were sweet.
I just remember having a lot of buttons.
But so the Ouya also for $140, you can as long as you pay in $140 to the Kickstarter, which I might do this. Pay in $140 to Kickstarter, it gets you a fancy collector's edition of the Ouya console,
ooh,
which is black and chrome.
Black and chrome.
Or I'm sorry, it's more of like a. It's more like a polished brush steel. It's
fancy.
Yeah,
it's stainless
fancy.
Steel.
Are you just actively trying to throw your money away at this point?
Yep. I touched a Nexus 7 this week too.
That's crazy.
Which got me a little bit more interested in a Nexus 7. Still holding out for the Surface though. hey Griff.
Hey John.
You want to go back to the belly of the whale?
Yeah, about that.
I didn't mind the second one so much.
What?
Belly of the Whale.
I don't know. Belly of the Whale, yeah. I didn't mind so much.
Poop show.
Oh. Army of Two, Devil's Cartel.
Yeah, that was announced.
Hey, did you think
Speaking
Army of Two
of
wasn't...
EA catastrophes.
Right? Did you think Army of Two wasn't serious enough? They have plans to make it more seriouser.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Probably no fist bumping, no rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah. These guys don't joke around.
Local co-op, though.
They still... Well, that's good. They still...
They always had that.
Did they?
But a lot of games are getting rid of it.
That's true.
That's,
So this comes, I don't know if it's, if this original article is from EA or if it's from Game Informer, because Game Informer has a cover.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's going to be of Army of Two, the Devil's Cartel. Devil's Third
it's
Cartel.
It's not the same
Cartel. Third Devil's so. Cartel. It's
oh,
not?
No, it's not.
It's not,
not Salem and Rios?
No.
Nope. Well, it better not, because that story is over.
Yep. You killed them.
I finished that story.
Yeah, so did I.
It can't happen anymore.
There is no more Army of Two.
So, other Army of Two?
I mean, it makes sense that it's not being called Army of Two, Three, you know, because...
God.
This Army of Two, Two was not that. So,
was it called Army of Two?
No, it was the 40th day, TFD.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
40th. So we'll see what happens with this. You know, maybe if they are rebooting it, then maybe it'll be decent. It just seems kind of weird.
I always liked the original premise of Army of Two.
What?
Which?
Co-op shooting?
Yep.
Third-person aggro management co-op shooting?
Yeah. Okay. I just thought it was done poorly.
I think it was done as best as it could have been done.
I thought Splinter Cell did a better job at it.
Well, then play Splinter Cell.
I would love to, and I'm really excited for the new Splinter Cell.
I really didn't mind that second game at all.
It was not
played
good,
it
man.
By myself.
Griff and I played that whole thing together.
It was not
great.
A good game.
It was great. Belly of the Whale.
That game was not fun.
Griff, do you remember how long it took us to get up those
stairs?
A
lot of tries.
It took us a long time to get up those stairs.
It was a freaking annoying game.
Yep. Yeah, it
well,
was.
Well,
aggro system does not work at all. In
not particularly,
nope.
No.
No, it doesn't.
Put this soda can on the tip of my gun, and then they don't notice me as much.
Yep. Soda
if
can.
If I make it.
I'm going to bling this gun out with so much gold, yeah. And I'm going to paint daisies
on my gun.
I'm going to
go scent on this gun.
Yep. Crystal skull that gun.
So that happened. I mean,
that
what
happened.
The hell? Ugh, what
that
a weird
a
thing. What is EA doing?
Yep. Assigning new properties to other companies or to other developers.
Oh, that's it too. Frick, who's making this one?
Visceral Games.
Yeah, it's Visceral. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yep.
That is crazy.
Brought to you by the guys that brought you Dead Space.
Right. So who's on Dead Space 3? I forget.
God, I don't even know. So Dead Space 1 was EA Redwood, which renamed themselves Visceral Games for EA, for Dead Space 2.
Uh huh.
And all other Dead Space properties. And so now Visceral is doing Army. Maybe they're doing both? Question mark.
Maybe. Could be. I mean, it could entirely be.
Star Wars, The Old Republic, going free to play.
Uh-huh.
Up to level 50.
Yep.
That's the thing.
Man.
So, basically...
I don't know, though.
I should play that game for 10 levels and then realize I hate MMOs.
If it's free to download, or if you have to still buy the game box... Or if it's just free online content. I don't know.
I think you still have to buy the game, which is like $15 or something.
Oh, well,
it's really cheap.
Really? That's great.
All right. Well, now I'm back in
20. I paid the full price for that game.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, that's too bad.
And played it for a month.
Wow.
In fact, it was less than a month. It was about a week.
Did you ever play Star Trek?
Nope. It's not available on Max. But I own the collector's edition.
Oh.
If you ever decide you're never going to play that game...
Nope, I'm keeping that game key. Someday, it'll come out for Mac. It's free to play right now.
Is it?
Yeah, you can go get it.
But I have to pay money for it?
I don't think so.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
I'm fairly certain you can just pull it all down for a free download and free play.
Huh. Well, I won't be doing that.
Nope.
Because there goes my interest in that.
Poor EA.
Yeah, right. That poor multi-million-dollar company. Ada Wong is going to be in Resident Evil 6.
Yeah.
Gosh.
So it's like a secret unlock mission.
Yeah.
So once you finish the game,
you have something in here about campaign after completing initial three.
Yeah, so once you complete the main story, Chris, Jake, and Leon, that'll open up the Ada Wong missions.
And is she actually a playable character, like with her own campaign, or is it just only for this Agent Hunt thing?
No, it's her own thing.
Okay.
It's her own campaign.
Okay, I see.
And Agent Hunt is something totally different.
Okay.
Agent Hunt is actually really cool. I started reading
cool.
about this today. So basically, it's Mind Jack.
Yeah.
You can hop into other people's games and you play as the enemies, and you're trying to stop them from progressing through their game.
Sweet.
So just...
So sort of like Dark Souls and Demon Souls? Jump into other people's games and fuck them up?
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like that.
I had that happen a number of times in Dark Souls.
I guess it's like that, except you're inhabiting already existing enemies.
Okay.
It's not like you're jumping in as...
I see.
As Bizarre Universe Chris with a goatee, and you're going to like shoot him as he comes around the corner.
That
like,
would be much cooler,
though. You will be a zombie. I think that sounds... It's pretty weird, especially for a Japanese game to, you know, take that sort of like... I guess it's not. I shouldn't say that. Since Mindjack happened, now things make a little more sense, but...
But Mindjack was a terrible game.
Yeah, but it was a cool concept.
Well, that's fair.
So, maybe if it's done right here, it'll find a new home in Resident Evil games. And I think it sounds fun. The only thing is you need to complete the level before you're able to go and play it with Agent Hunt. So, you won't have access to that unless you beat the level already. So, your playthrough on your own is going to be, you know, pristine. No dudes coming in to muck up your experience.
Oh, well, that's good at least.
Yeah. Kind of.
And that, so far, is it. I think next week we've got Darksiders 2 coming out.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure next week's Darksiders
2. It's in August, that's all I know.
Yep, and then by the end of the month, we also have Transformers.
What's today, the 6th?
Today's the 6th.
Monday, so yeah, 14th is Darksiders 2.
Yeah, buddy.
Last story is that Sunday.
I really want to play Dark
Persona is tomorrow.
Yeah, you should get your Xbox arena over here.
And then you're right.
Don't you own both?
I own both, yeah, but that thing is coming out at the end of the month.
Yeah, and then it's on after August. Dude, September and October.
No, September's dead.
September's dead? Doesn't there stuff come
Borderlands.
Out Borderlands.
The end.
Yes.
There's a couple other games coming out if you're into other games, but...
And then
October's... I think Sleeping Dogs is coming out here soon, too.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not on my radar.
Yeah, it's not really on mine either.
I'll probably play the game.
Other big thing, October.
What's up?
Assassin's Creed 3.
Oh, yeah.
The best game of the year.
That comes out in October?
Yes, it does! Late October?
Must be.
No, I think it's like October 9th.
Really? That's surprising to me. Because I thought that was another November release, but or late October.
And there's only one game coming out in December this year. It's Hitman. And then in November, we've got Halo 4 and Dishonored. And then I think Assassin's Creed is in October. That's it. That's it for games, though. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Like, we're done. There's like five games left this year.
Okay, but they're five good games.
They're five great games.
Exactly,
but
what games have come out in the last 2-3 months?
Yeah, this has been a weird year.
I'm piling up my games right now.
Man, he's just creating a big...
He's going to have the best January
big backlog.
Of his life.
Oh, yeah. It's better that way.
No more sleep.
Yeah, hang on. So Darksiders 2 comes out next week. Resident Evil 6 comes out on my birthday.
I'll play that.
That's another October one.
Dishonored actually comes out in October. October
9th. Oh.
Transformers comes out on the 21st of this month. Borderlands is the 18th of September. XCOM comes out October 9th.
Don't care.
Medal of Honor comes out October 23rd. Halo 4 comes out November 6th. Black Ops 2 comes out November
13th. Oh, that's the one I forgot.
And
Shooty games.
Hitman Absolution is November 20th. And
that's it. We're over.
Assassin's Creed.
There's no more downloadable games to look forward to.
Oh, I'm sorry. Assassin's Creed is the 30th of October.
Okay, so I thought it was late. Okay.
It is late. You are correct, sir.
Yes.
But still, I am already making my prediction here. Assassin's Creed 3, game of the year.
Anyway.
Says Giant.
Think Dishonored looks amazing.
Dishonored does look good. I'm interested to play that game. Griff, at this point, this is what I'm doing. I'm
a fish.
I'm not gonna play.
What? What? A fish? You can punch a dude in the face.
You can
punch a fish in the face. Fucking fine.
Griff, I'm giving you back Lollipop Chainsaw, and I'm sending back. I'm sending back.
Oh, you're going to start playing games again, John?
Yeah, because that's the thing. It's like, I've got these games here that I'm just like, I should play these games, but I'm just not going to play them.
Okay.
Just going to be honest with myself. I'm not playing these games. So, hold out for Torchlight 2 by the end of the month. Yeah. Hopefully I can send back Silent Hill in enough time to get Darksiders 2.
Nope.
Probably not, though. I should probably order it for both consoles and hope for the best.
You might be able to make it. If you get it in... Nah, I don't know.
I don't know.
If you get it in the mail tomorrow...
It's going to be a tight squeeze. Yeah. Maybe I'll just Redbox it. I don't know.
Redbox sucks now. They don't have any new games anymore.
It was good for like a month, and then it went to crap.
Last year it was pretty good, but now it's really...
That's how I got my Saints Row on.
Yeah, so games, right?
Games. They're good.
I don't know. I just don't think there's a lot this year, actually.
It's a
pretty weak year.
Not saying you're wrong there. I'm just saying we got some stuff that's coming out that'll try to make up for it.
But this is the time of year when that does happen.
I know.
This is normal. We're getting into the busy season. I'm just saying, like, it's weird.
I was talking to somebody the other day who knows nothing about video games, and they were just really interested in, like, you know, me doing the podcast and talking about video games and all that stuff. And she was just asking me, well, what are you going to talk about on your podcast tonight? And I was just like, well, it's mostly just going to be news stuff. It's not going to be any games because we're just in that, like, in a dead season, right? Or, like, we're just in the dead area of the year right now. And just, it's just surprising how much people don't realize that video games, like, get into a huge slump in the summertime. So.
Yeah.
It makes sense when you explain it to them because people aren't.
Last year there was a little bit more of a spread. The summer of arcade
was a lot better last year too to help it out. So that's part of the issue here.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What else was in the summer last year? Dragon Age 2, Dead Space 2.
That was
2?
Way early.
Was it?
But Dead Space was in like January, and Dragon Age was in like February or March. They were very early season.
Yeah, well, stuff. Killzone? Was that middle of the year?
I think that was February or June or something like that as well.
You're probably right.
Infamous, too. This is dumb, though. Let's talk about something else.
All right. Well, we're done with news, so that means we're going to move on to emails. Griff, do we have any emails?
I don't know. I haven't checked.
Do you have anything? Let's just look at that.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, buddy. Matt?
Yeah?
Since Griff doesn't want to, do you want to go see The Hobbit with me?
When does it come out?
November.
I'll probably see it.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't come out during my break.
You guys going to see all three?
That was a new thing. They just announced that that's not going to be a two-parter. That's going to be a three-parter.
Damn.
Yeah.
Billy Mills.
Yeah. What's his name?
I'll probably see The Hobbit still.
What's his name? Jackson?
Peter Jackson.
Peter Jackson. Getting all crazy with that money. Which was really weird to me because I was always under the impression that they didn't have a lot of money to spend. So now all of a sudden...
Well, maybe because of his proven track record. Well, maybe just because of that. I don't know.
That's fair. I don't know. If you can stretch it out into a 12-hour cinematic adventure, that means that my J.R. Tolkien marathon turns into...
I hear they're drawing... bits from the Silmarillion, which is nuts. Like, bad decisions there.
That means that turns into a 24-hour
read
marathon.
The Jesus book of the religious text of Lord of the Rings.
Yep.
Great.
It's going to be good.
I'm out.
Peacing out of this. You were peaced out a long time ago.
I'm just not interested in The Hobbit. You know what? I don't really care for Lord of the Rings. I said it.
That's fine.
Shit.
That's fine. Griff, if you had to pick one of the three things to keep for the rest of the time and never see any of them ever again, Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, or Star Trek?
What?
You get one of those things.
I have to keep
The other two you have to throw away and never see them again.
Oh, are you serious? It'd be Star Trek.
Okay.
That's not a question. Are you crazy?
That's a fair response.
I mean, I love Star Wars, and I know way too much about it, and it's like been a part of my life forever, but...
What if the only part of Star Trek that you could ever see is Star Trek Enterprise?
50% of Star Wars sucks. So Star Trek, that's fine. You get plenty of good stuff there. Like, three shows of solid television. Some great movies.
Yeah. I kind of want to, yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple of really bad shows, too.
I am like 11 episodes deep into season 4 of Next Generation, and that show just keeps getting better and better.
Cool.
But on to more relevant things. No emails?
No emails.
No emails. If you would like to send us an email, bbr@bossbarrel.com is the place to do it. Please, for the love of God, send us emails. I don't even care what they are. Just send them. Send us pictures. Send us text.
10% longer. Ten times size.
What was it I said?
I don't know.
Anyway, so send us that stuff. Whatever it is, just send it. We'll make mention of it on the air. It'll be great. It's Griff's week for trivia.
Yay!
And you have fancy trivia for us?
I do have fancy trivia.
Da-da-da-da.
I am going to take a quick pause here to make sure everything sounds okay.
Okay, pause.
And then we'll come back and do audio trivia like usual. All
right.
Okay.
Pause. All right, back with trivia. It's going to be music this week.
Yeah.
All the music, 8 songs, are going to be from the Super Nintendo.
Oh, crap.
Okay. They're all favorites of mine.
Where do you get these from?
Just think of them.
No, I'm just saying, like, where do you pull the files from?
Oh, I just run them off YouTube.
Oh, okay.
So
where
people
have
them posted on there already, so.
Oh, okay.
That's their problem.
Well, that's, yeah. That's
So I'm going to start off with a little couple second or clip of this, and if you guys know what the name of the game is,
buzz in.
Full game names.
Should I be doing
full game names?
Tally marks.
I can probably get it here.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. Get set up here.
You remember last week when I tore you down?
You did, yeah. You crushed me in Mortal Kombat trivia.
Yeah.
Man, it's humiliating.
Humiliation.
Finish him. I was finished. Okay, here you guys go. Your first song.
Test your might.
Matt. Link to the Past. Zelda, Link to the Past.
Yes.
The Legend of
Zelda. Fine. Yeah, fine.
Do you know what the what the song is?
Oh, man.
It's when he's out. Oh,
I don't know the name of the song.
Hyrule Castle theme. No.
It's the Dark World theme.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Oh, yeah. No, good call. That's, yeah. That is it. Exactly. That's right there. I'm already getting my ass rocked here.
Well, that one's easy.
God damn.
I got one here for Matt.
Surprisingly, I'm not that good at music.
Crush.
Neither am I.
Oh, well,
that's just a very easy one.
Yeah, that was an easy one. If you'd give me a second more, I would have guessed it.
All right, here is your second song. Seconds.
Oh, God. John, Super Mario Brothers 3. It's wrong. But
that was not a Super Nintendo game, so
excellently
wrong.
All right, perfectly wrong.
Matt, you got a guess?
Streets of Rage.
No. Super Mario RPG.
Man, you were close.
Well, it's boss battle music.
It's in the right area.
Love it.
It had one of those Mario sounds in it.
Here you guys go. Ready for another song? Here we go.
John, Turtles in Time. Teenage Mutant Turtles.
Yes. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time.
That's a really easy one, yeah.
You know what stage this is?
This is like something in the future where they're on the space station.
No. This is the sewer surfing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this is a great song.
This song.
Whole
just
game
this on?
Has great music.
That does. Oh, buddy.
Yeah. I like, eventually you get to this like weird Mario Paint style sound in the background. It's really funny. Just makes me giggle. Yeah. That's great.
Oh man, I
great
was rocking out to that. That's good. God, that's good.
Yes, it is. Okay. Next song, another one, another rockin' jam.
Another one bites the dust.
So but we got
don't.
So tied up.
Tied up.
It's tied at 1-1.
All right, ready? Here we go.
John, crap.
What do you got?
F-Zero.
Nope.
That's not right. Damn
Mega Man.
Mega Man? Final answer?
Damn it.
Mega Man Zero.
No.
Super Nintendo games.
Mega Man X.
Mega Man X.
Couldn't remember it.
Yeah, damn it.
Storm Eagles.
Damn it.
The airport level. So good.
For a second, it almost started. It almost sounded like Road Rash, and then I realized I'm on the wrong couple.
Is that a Super Nintendo game?
No, it's not.
No, that was a PlayStation game.
It was a Genesis game.
All right, buzzer's ready. This one's going to be easy.
Oh.
Matt.
John.
Final Fantasy 3? Like 3-6? No? Okay.
Oh.
Think. You can get this.
John, Final Fantasy Anthologies?
What is wrong with you?
Oh, that is PlayStation.
Mystic Quest.
You are so wrong. What is wrong with you?
Mystic Quest.
It's Final Fantasy 4 or Final Fantasy 2. Final Fantasy 2 on the Super Nintendo.
I'm sorry.
Man.
Fuck Final Fantasy games.
Well, all right. That's a good song. It's a good game. All right.
It's good that we both knew it was supposed to be Final Fantasy of some variety, though.
Yeah, good work, guys.
Getting, close, but not so close.
Let's see if you can get close with this one.
Matt, Super Mario World.
Oh, please fuck it up.
Super Mario World.
Yes.
Damn it.
Super Mario.
I was going to say Super Mario World 2, and I don't know why.
Say it, 2. Just say 2.
It is in 2 as well, but this is the
Super
Mario
World.
Super Mario
World 2?
Like, yeah. Yoshi's Island.
Oh, Yoshi's Island.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Okay, well. Yoshi's Island is a separate, like, mm-hmm. How is that?
The title is
That is not canon.
Super Mario World 2. Yoshi's Island.
I've played it.
All right.
Yoshi's Island is a great game.
Here
is
are
a great game.
The more obscure of the bunch.
Okay.
This great. One might be tough for you gentlemen.
Bring it. This is the sound of a dying orca.
Matt, Super Metroid.
No.
John, Mother Earth.
No, what is Mother Earth? Two different games, Mother Earthbound?
Earthbound.
No, neither.
Mother Earth.
This is.
Was the Japanese title of that?
Mother.
Mother?
And the English.
Okay.
Mother Earthbound. 2 is Earthbound.
Okay.
This is Secret of Mana, opening song. All right, last one. This might be the hardest. Here you guys go.
It sounds super familiar.
Matt, Donkey Kong Country.
Donkey Kong Country.
What?
It's in the underwater.
Oh yes, my god! You are a piece of shit!
That is good work.
It's real! Feel that! Holy crap!
That is awesome.
Because as soon as you said it, I was like, oh, this is one of those underwater worlds. Fuck you. I hate you so much.
That is excellent work. Aquatic ambience.
Damn it.
Ambience.
Crap.
And I just remembered another one for some reason. I don't know why it wasn't on here. So I'll get this here. So Matt, kicking it in the pants. Kicking John in the pants. 3-1.
You're doing a lot better than I thought you would. You shyster.
Too.
I'm
so happy.
Man, let's see if I can find the right song here.
I think I'm just going to keep sticking with back of the box art, and I'll just stick to exclusive like consoles like Griff does for the audio.
What?
Back of the box art trivia?
Yeah.
I like doing that. And I think I'll just stick to like only doing like I'll just do like 1 week of Super Nintendo and then 1 week of Genesis and 1 week of...
I gotta find something. What, am I next?
No, I'm next.
You're next,
I'm
next. Okay.
And then, yeah, so you get 2 weeks.
I gotta find something.
I like your boss stuff. The boss stuff's pretty cool.
Yeah, but that's kind of tough.
That well will run dry quick.
Yeah, well, it already has. Because I can't do obvious bosses. Here we go. So.
Here's another one for you guys to work on. Ready?
Oh, crap.
Matt, Chrono Trigger?
Chrono Trigger.
Damn it. Ooh. That would have been my guess. I hate you so much.
Okay. I'll never remember the 10th game that I was going to put on this list, but... Sorry, guys. Only 9. I could come up with one more that it's not one of my favorites, but I know it's a great song.
Oh?
And it's on the Super Nintendo.
Just pull it out real quick.
Yeah, I can get it right now.
Just bust it out.
Get
that sweet beat.
Let's see here.
That wet beat.
We don't have those on the show.
I know.
None of that.
Our equipment is too delicate.
Filthy.
Can't reach. Why did I put them all the way over there?
I don't know. Easier access for me, maybe.
Yeah, that's fair. Way too much drink in this place right now.
Now does it make sense?
Sort of.
No.
Nope, nothing.
I got nothing.
Nope.
No.
Okay, sorry, that was kind of a shot in the dark. This is Battletoads Battle Maniacs.
See, I never played Battletoads on Super Nintendo. Just played Battletoads on the NES.
I never played Battletoads. Thank God.
That's probably to your benefit, okay. Actually.
Yeah, I don't know. I've seen a Let's Play of him.
Because, unless you're some sort of weird freak, you can't get past the jet ski part. Unless you're some sort of
I've seen it.
Memorizing demon.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, well, that was good.
Way
to destroy me, Matt.
Yay, second win.
I will be coming up with some pretty awesome stuff for next week. I hope I will have some more time to actually commit to doing trivia next week so I can make them worthwhile and challenging for you guys, because you guys always do really good, really good with back of the box.
Oh, thank you.
Trivia. So I think that's going to do it for this week. Catch us again next week on Monday. And if you want to track Griff on the Twitters, it's...
Don't do it.
Griff Hoffman.
Don't do it.
And if you want to track me on the Twitters, it's at JW Stanhope. And don't worry about Matt, because he's not on the grid. Follow us on Facebook.
You can track Matt in real life.
Yeah,
you can track him. Des Moines.
Yep, he goes to Drake. God. You just hang outside of his apartment building. You'll find him at some point.
Hangs out by dumpsters.
Yep.
Yeah.
Beats those dumpsters.
Once in a while.
Every now and then.
Fights him.
Jen and I go out and troll some dumpsters in the old neighborhood, too. So, you know, you'll find us around town.
Also, check out the website, bossfail.com.
Yep.
I've got this old game of Zombies Ate My Neighbors that John and I did last week.
Yep.
So that's up. Check it out. It's fun.
It was a good time. And that'll do it for this show. Catch us next week.